The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
On that subject, Fletchy boy, on different metrics, etc., don't you think the betting, how the Yanks go about it is just completely rank?
You mean the way that the...
Yeah, how they...
36 to 1 and...
Yeah, minus 400.
Yeah.
Minus 400, plus 700.
Oh, that's not... Yeah.
That's just... What, decimals are so easy, aren't they?
I don't know why.
$1.40, $2.60, you put $100. It's so easy. Why do they persist with that garbage?
I don't know.
Anyway, tradition. That's A grade. Have you got an A grade?
I have an A grade, and it's a pretty common A grade. It's those Melbourneites down there last week that on the memorial, like... That was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I understand you want to go and protest, but to go there, knowing what it was and how special that area was for the diggers, and like they were just carrying a lot of pork chops, A grades.
Did you see the guy that went after it and cleaned it all up and saluted and went up the hill? And
his grandfather was...
Yeah, he was wearing all the medals when he did it. Yeah.
But then a lot more people came down and helped out. That backfired on them because they didn't come out after the next week, the next day.
But this is the thing, Fletch. So it's not really about the vaccination.
No, of course it's not.
They don't give a, they just don't want to be told what to do. That's what it is. You can't tell me what to do. That's what it all is.
You know what the worst thing about it has been too? I've got some family in the States and one of the girls, one of my second cousins, is sending me videos about what's happening in Australia from what's going on in Melbourne. And it is such a poor representation of the country. Like, you know, it's only one little part of the country that's going through all this. And I'm having to explain to her, this is just a small sample size of our population doing this. It's not like the whole country is revolting in this way. It is revolting.
Did you see there was an interview and the bloke was, I don't know, was some journo, and he was saying, what do you do? Like, was asking what was going on. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm a plasterer or something like that. And he goes, how do you know this vaccination doesn't work? He goes, because I was on the internet and I read it on the internet. And this guy goes, yeah, but all these epidemiologists of the world are saying that this is the only way out. And then the journo then turned on him and says, so you're a plasterer, which is probably what he says. Yeah. He goes, so if a plumber came in and said to you, you're doing that wrong, what would you do? He goes, well, how would he know? He hasn't done the trade.
Yeah, loaded.
And he went, yes, that's what I'm saying. And then he just marched off.
Yeah. A mate of mine said to me yesterday, and this made a lot of sense. He said, oh, we talk about Moderna and we talk about Pfizer and we talk about AstraZeneca. He said, have you got any clue the name of your flu shot that you take? Do you?
No, I actually, when I got my passport, it showed I had the flu shot last year. I can't even remember getting the shot. And I was like, what is this? And it was the flu shot.
But you wouldn't know what brand it was, would you?
Not
you just
at all.
Get the flu shot.
But hang on, what's the go with the passport?
It's on your MyGov, like in the Medicare section. It's sort of like a little thing. You can grab a PDF and send it out to your family and friends if you want.
Why don't you put that on your bio now?
Use it as one of my photos.
Yeah, no, just the needle. You know how people are doing that?
Oh, is that?
To say you're double vaxxed.
Oh, the double needle thing, yeah.
Double vaxxed and ready to act.
I tell you what, this is a bit of a low-hanging fruit, so to speak, for A-grades, but it got me this weekend where... Out from our place, right, so there's a lot of double lines, so you can't overtake anyone. And we had these cyclists in front of us, so for about 2Ks, we're going about 30 kilometres an hour. And then another set of cyclists who thought they were enemies are coming up on the inside of us overtaking. So that was the first one, and it really shit me that I was parked behind these guys for about 2 kilometres. Then on General Holmes Drive there at Brighton, so it's two lanes, right?
Yeah, can I just ask, were they... Double-breasted?
Double-breasted.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be?
I think it's two.
They're in pairs. But this is the one I think they have to change. General Holmes Drive, there's enough lights there, right? If you're a cyclist and you're stopped at a set of lights, don't stay at the front, please. Just pull over to the side, let everyone go past you, and then jump back on the way. There's nothing worse when then the cars are all banked up and on the left-hand side there's a bloody cyclist heading up out of the lights.
What about when you overtake the cyclist, get to a set of lights, and then they creep up inside?
Inside you.
Do you ever pull over hard to the left to block them in?
Yes, I do. I did that the other day.
Did you ever open the door on them?
No. Actually, we had that chat. Who's in the wrong there?
You. I've done it.
Yes.
I did it.
Yeah.
Open the door. You're supposed to look.
Well, the mate of ours came over, and she opened up the door, and then this car went past, bang, and the door comes straight off the hinges, so she's in the wrong.
She's gone.
There you go.